At the top of the news this Thursday morning, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has warned North Korea of consequences because of provocative and belligerent actions that include threatened military attacks against U.S. and South Korean warships. The North says South Korea's decision to join an international nuclear anti-proliferation program is tantamount to a declaration of war. Speaking at a press conference in Washington yesterday, Clinton also stressed the U.S. commitment to defend South Korea and Japan in the aftermath of North Korea's nuclear and missile test this week.
They have chosen the path they're on, and I'm very pleased that we have a unified international community, including China and Russia, in setting forth a very specific condemnation of North Korea and then working with us for a firm resolution going forward. I want to underscore the commitments that the United States has and intends always to honor for the defense of South Korea and Japan. That is part of our alliance obligation, which we take very seriously. We hope that there will be an opportunity for North Korea to come back into a framework of discussion within the six-party process, and that we can begin once again to see results from working with the North Koreans toward denuclearization that will benefit, we believe, the people of North Korea, the region, and the world.